Thompson McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-G, Selko, S-E-L-K-O. Address is 1708 Meadow Road, Chico, California, 95926-3140. Phone 530-343-1711. Mobile 530-518-7566. It's address 2. Laura Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F-F-N-P, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for cognitive decline, subparagraph, history of longstanding well-treated bipolar disorder, subparagraph, recent demise of her husband, subparagraph, current complaints of dysomnia and cognitive decline. Dear Laura Schiff and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Michelle Selko for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Michelle was seen today accompanied by her daughter providing additional information. New paragraph, as you may already know, she has a lifelong history of depression where by her report there may be some confusion at her psychiatric provider as to whether she has type 1 or type 2 bipolar disorder. Subparagraph, they indicated to her that they felt that she had type 2 bipolar disorder, but there are no obvious precipitating factors that would necessarily be an indication. New paragraph. She's been well treated on a number of medications for a period of time, currently taking bupropion 75 milligrams, lamotrigine 150 milligrams, venlafaxine 37.5 milligrams, aripiprazole 2 milligrams, other medications include levothyroxine 25 micrograms, losartan 50 milligrams. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of allergies. New paragraph. Past medical history was reportedly positive for psychiatric care. Chickenpox, measles, and tonsillitis. Systematic review of systems. General, she reports depression, forgetfulness, reduced sleep. EENT, she reports reduced hearing and wearing eyeglasses. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, she has a history of hypertension and varicose veins. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, food sticks in her throat. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological symptoms. She stands 5 feet 2 inches tall. She weighs 184 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 13. Her last menstrual period was at age 55. She was regular every 35 days. Last pap smear 2016. Last rectal examination 2017. She has completed mammography. She has a history of 4 pregnancies, 4 live births without complication. Son born in 1975, daughter born 1979, daughter born 1981, and a son born in 1983. Sexual function, she is not currently sexually active. She has a history of transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she does report varicose veins. Mental health, she reports frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, trouble falling asleep, has trouble with sleeping, and problems with stress. Neck, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric. She's been seen and under the care of a psychiatrist. She has a history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She denies frequent falls. She has some visual or hearing difficulty. She reports she has completed an advance directive. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on December 5th, 1950. She's 71 years old. New paragraph. Her father is deceased from cancer. Her mother is deceased from a motor vehicle accident, which was personally traumatic. Her husband was recently deceased with coronary syndrome. New paragraph. She reported a family history of cancer in her father. She denied, new paragraph, she denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She completed high school in 1969, college in 1974. New paragraph, social history and health habits. She is widowed. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She is not living with her husband, and there are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None are reported. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. None are reported. Operations and hospitalization. She's not had a transfusion. Tonsillectomy was performed without complication in 1953. She's never been hospitalized or under medical care for a prolonged period of time. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. She reports irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, and loss of hearing. Head, she denied neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells, or altered consciousness, or similar family history. New paragraph. Neck, no symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review systems. She did not indicate a history of difficulty with sense of smell, taste, phonation, chewing, or swallowing. Subparagraph, she did not indicate a history of movement-related problems, tremor, or unusual stiffness. New paragraph, she denied a history of neuromusculoskeletal weakness. New paragraph, she denied sensory problems with loss of sensation, paresthesias, or other symptoms. New paragraph, she does give a history of dyssomnia with sleep maintenance insomnia. And from her and her daughter's description, a circadian sleep disorder where she has trouble going to sleep, staying asleep, being up and about and active during the sleep period. New paragraph, she gave an additional history of probable hypnagogic hallucinations, awakening, sitting on the bed, and seeing mist-like activity about her on three occasions, which has not recurred. New paragraph. Her daughter reports that she's demonstrated some difficulty with her memory and recollection. Subparagraph, the daughters are providing care for her at home during her period of bereavement from her husband's expiration. New paragraph, neurological examination. Today she's quite alert, oriented, pleasant, and in no apparent distress, with preserved immediate, recent, and remote memories, thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear intact. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates no dyspraxia or obvious motor weakness. Sensory examination, deferred deep tendon reflexes, deferred. New paragraph, ambulatory examination, fluid, comma, non-ataxic, comma, diagnostic impression. Michelle Selko presents with a clinical history of dyssomnia, a sleep disturbance with hypnagogic hallucinations, and cognitive decline in overlying a history of treated bipolar disorder, which she may be at some risk. New paragraph, in consideration, recommendations. In consideration of this presentation of possible degenerative dementia in an elderly woman with a longstanding history of treated and managed bipolar disorder, we will complete the following. Number one, I will order high-resolution 3D SPECT imaging on her new paragraph, we will obtain neuroquantitative brain MR imaging. New paragraph, I've given her the quality of life handouts from the National Institute of Health to complete and return. New paragraph, laboratory testing for dementia-related disorders will be requested. New paragraph, home sleep overnight testing will also be completed for validation and exclusion of any diagnosis of sleep apnea that is suspected. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. Post-questioning reveals possible malnutrition risk. I am starting her on a women's multiple vitamin for women over 50. I'm giving her L-methylfolate, 15 milligrams take daily, for her affective symptoms. New paragraph. Melatonin 5 milligrams, 1 or 2 tablets at bedtime for her circadian-related dysomnia. New paragraph, I'll see her for reevaluation and consideration for further recommendations and care. New paragraph, it would be my recommendation at this time that she be returned to Therapeutic Solutions to continue her ongoing care and management of bipolar disorder, which is not a part of my neurological practice. And signed respectfully with my professional signature.